Joining us now, my pleasure to introduce my next guest, State Representative Scott Stahagen from North Alabama, Hartsel, Coleman, North Coleman County there, has a bill that just dropped last week, HD 391, deals with gender and public school athletics. Representative, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity of being on your show, and also appreciate all that you do for our state and keeping everybody informed.
Oh, you're too kind. I appreciate you making time for us, though, especially for our audience down here in South Alabama. Let's get right into it. HD 391 or HB 391, I should say. Tell us, just give us kind of a synopsis of what you're working on here.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you kind of how it started. A couple of weeks back, I started getting some calls from constituents for their concerns of this on a national level. And last year, we did have a bill that was very similar to that. And I checked to see if it was filed again, and it wasn't. And I promised them if it wasn't filed that I would grab the horse by the reins and take off. And that's where we're at. So basically, this bill is whatever your birth certificate says, if it says you're a male or if you are female, that is the sports you will play in K-12 athletics. I think this is more of a woman's rights. This is definitely something that we have to stay on top of. We have roughly about 16 other states that have filed legislation that's similar to this one, and I'm excited about it.
You have a ton of co-sponsors, which indicates to me there's probably a ton of public support for what you're trying to do. But this is happening all over the country, and I know a lot of our audience probably watches this on Fox News or wherever. This is a legitimate, I don't know if threat's the right word, but a legitimate concern at least, and not just, you know, this isn't some kind of messaging bill. This is something that has a practical application.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You know, and the crazy part about it is it's a violation of the intent of Title IX. And, as a parent, as all the parents of our state, I think we all have that concern, especially if the daughters, for them to grow up and to have life fair, you know. And it's definitely not, you know, men competing in sports with girls is definitely not fair.
Yeah, and you just need these protective measures in there to prevent that from happening, because then it just, if you start crossing those boundaries like such, then it really will, kind of change the way these competitive sports are going to have to be played. This is something a lot of us probably never would thought would have been a problem 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, but I got to tell you, it's really becoming something you're seeing more and more everywhere as we kind of, as these other states adopt these policies.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you just one example. Allison Felix, she used to hold the fastest world time in the 400-meter run. It was 49.26 seconds. In 2018, the data, nearly 300 high school boys alone could beat that time. So you're talking about someone who holds a world record, but at that particular time, 300 high school boys could have beat that. So that just shows you the disadvantage of this. I think we are turning back the pages of women's rights, and I'm glad that to be the main sponsor on the bill.
Yeah, we could strive toward equality, but achieving absolute equality, that would defy the laws of science and defy the laws of nature. That we've maybe have overthought a lot of these issues, and really, equality is a virtue, and we can work toward it, but we have to, as a society, even when it comes to transgender rights, we have to acknowledge certain things. And I think just parts of the political left and maybe some other places, they don't want to acknowledge that.
I agree. And it is about being fair. We have to be fair to all the citizens of the state of Alabama. And basically, we're not saying that if you feel that you want to, play the other sport, you just can't do it in K-12. You can be who you want to be. You just can't do it and take away, you know, if a girl dreams of being a track star, and if she gets to, this is actually a true story from Connecticut that we've been paying attention to, but, you know, she was one of the fastest girls in the state of Connecticut, and, you know, she didn't qualify for the playoffs because of two guys, and she had to sit from the sidelines and watch them two individuals win the trophies that she's supposed to be winning. We definitely need to stay on top of it. That's for sure.
Has there been any instances of this in Alabama, or is there anything on the books, maybe not statutorily, but just the High School Athletics Association that deals with this?
I haven't heard of any. I know everybody has concerns because of the national level, but I have not heard of any, you know, of this taking place within our state, but you know, this bill would definitely help us to prevent that.
Yeah, just getting that, I think my guess is you're going to get a lot of support from people in the state. What has been the general reaction from folks? Have you had an opportunity to really talk about this with any constituents?
I have, and, you know, that was the main reason, you know, why I filed this bill. In my district, we have a lot of constituents that have large concerns for this, and they're in favor of it. You know, they're in favor of protecting women's rights, and they're in favor of staying on top of this. You know, just on a national level, what we're seeing, it's, you know, we stand a little different than that.
Yeah, then, you know, there will be people that will push back and say, well, this is a solution. It doesn't have a problem or a solution in search of a problem, I should say. But, you know, who knows the way things are going in this country? Stuff I never would have thought of, like I said, in the past, that we would be dealing with in the name of all of these, like, sort of, you know, virtues that the left has put upon us, that we'd be dealing with a lot of this. And now I guess it's fallen on guys like you in the legislature to really protect the public against an overreach or anything like that.
Yes, sir, I agree 100%.
Yeah, so it's something you're going to have to deal with. And we'll see how it goes, but we'll just talk X's and O's about this bill. Where is it now in the process, and then where does it go or need to go, and do you have anybody in the Senate that's going to carry it for you?
As of right now, it will be in Ed Policy. Of course, we took this week off, which for us in North Alabama, we got lucky not traveling in snowy conditions for session, but next Wednesday, the following Wednesday after this week, it'll be in Ed Policy. I've talked to Chairman Collins. It should be up that day. Of course, once it passes, I feel pretty good that it will be on the House floor shortly after. As far as the Senate goes, I have not talked with any senators yet about carrying the bill. I've got a couple in mind for sure. but, of course, you know, we've been focused on these main three bills since we've been down there. So once we get back down there and kind of get back to work, now that we've got all that done, I can start looking for somebody.
Yeah, I think you won't have too much trouble finding somebody to help you there in the Senate. But we'll see how it plays out and keep us up to date on that. Real quick, at you for a few more minutes here. Let's talk about what it's been like down there at the State House. 2 weeks in. One member out of the entire body sent home testing positive. But other than that, it seems like you had a pretty good first 2 weeks and things have moved at a pretty rapid tick, that you're in pretty good shape as far as getting some of this, getting some things accomplished in the legislature.
Yes, sir. And, you know, when we first got down there, we didn't really know what to expect. The leadership has done a phenomenal job of keeping us safe and separated. And, you know, when we first got down there, we immediately got tested, as you well know. We did have a member that had to go home. And other than that, as far as our social distancing, it's weird. I'm one of the guys that are sitting in the gallery, and we're voting off the iPad. And it's a little different, but I feel like we are conducting business and we're doing the better good for the state. But, you know, hopefully this week taking off, and I'm ready to get back on the floor because, you know, sitting next to your colleagues and being able to talk about bills is helpful. So that is the only downside to this. And also, it's the people's house, and we need to get the people back in that house as quick as possible.
Well, that's one of the discussions we've been having a lot lately about the public buy-in. You know, some big, big things on the agenda, on the docket. Obviously, gambling's gotten a lot of headlines here in the last week with Senator Marsh's bill, but also some things with prisons, you know, medicinal marijuana. You to name your big topic of the day that did get, you did have the opportunity to get to in 2020, and there's going to be a push underway to get some of that done, but the public's not there to really participate in the process. Do you find that to be problematic?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, they need to be in there and express their views on legislation. You know, we still have public hearings and they can still request to go in. Actually, we had a committee last week where there was a public hearing and, we had some, outside, constituents come in and, there wasn't that many of them, but they were allowed to come in, speak at the mic, and it was very structured. They had their time to speak and, communicate with the committee. And then after that, they were forced to leave, not forced, but asked to leave. And I mean, that's, unfortunately, that's where we're at. I know security has been definitely a lot stronger this session because of what happened in the Capitol in DC. It actually, you know, makes you feel safe for all the elite officers everywhere, but, I'm definitely ready for our doors open back up to the public and get them in there. Cause I mean, that's, you know, we're down there representing them, you know, they need to have access just like we do.
Any sense from leadership when that might be? Is it just we're waiting on vaccines, and once we kind of get that into the system, then maybe late in the session they could open it back up? Obviously, I don't think we're ever going to be fully back to normal, but to loosen some of these restrictions, it's going to take vaccines on a bigger scale than what we're at right now.
Yes, sir, I agree 1,000%. I don't think our life is never going to be the same as it was a year ago today. I can only speak on the House part. Speaker McCutcheon has done a phenomenal job of watching out for the health of his members, his staff, and everybody in that state house. But I do think you are right. In the future, I don't think it's ever going to be like it was. I think there's always going to be something, you know, I think you're always going to have your temperature check when you come in the state house. I think you're not going to be able to, you know, just sit in hallways and communicate like we used to do, you know, as well as I do. Walking down the hallways, you can find a lot of information from the House floor to your office, you know, just walking down the hallways. And I think that's going to change a little bit. And I'd like to get that back because that actually, you know, that helps us, especially on particular bills. We need to know all angles of that bill. We need to know, you know, both sides of it to make a firm judgment for our constituents.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially speaking on the journalistic side of it, walking down the hallways there. You got a lot of good tips. But maybe ultimately in a year or two it'll be back somewhat to normal, but in the time being I got to imagine it's a spooky scene there on Union Street. Scott, we got to get out of here. We're up against a break, but I thank you for your time this morning. Maybe we can do it again real soon.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you. And by the way, you've got the best music on any radio show I've ever listened to.
I hope
you have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. You're way too kind. That was a State Representative Scott Steinhagen on the program.